Blog Talk Radio.
Praise his name. Mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining me. Excuse me, it's a little early, as I say, in the United States. Had a very busy but wonderful weekend. Glory be to God. This is the Family Church of Jesus Christ, and we are honored that you join us today or in the future, because God's word is always the same. God never changes. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. My name is Apostle Reverend Robin Cavish, and well, if we can get our voice going on today, we thank you so much. We are live. And we are honored, as I state, to just bring forth the word of God to you. God's word is life to our flesh, to our bones, to our heart, to our whole being. And today I want to just start a teaching about, do you want to follow Jesus? How do you follow Jesus? This is something that has been deep in my heart for a couple months now, and I just wanted to share it with you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord, for this time and season, this hour of our life, that, Lord, we can come before the mighty one that has created this world. Lord, that it all is by faith. We live and walk by faith in you. Bless the people that are hearing your word. Lord, let them receive it. Let them grow in you as we study on following you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, we are honored that you've come and be a part of us on this show. And we want to turn to Matthew 16. Matthew 16 today. That's the first book in the New Testament. Matthew 16, 24 and 25. Matthew 16, 24 and 25. It says, if any, and actually they added the word man, but Jesus said, if any will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever, if any, whosoever will save his life, he shall lose it. And whosoever, if any, shall lose his life. For my sake shall find it. And so that's what we want to start off with today. If any man, if any, are you that person? Jesus doesn't force you. It is your free will. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It's also the same passage in Luke 9:23-24, and Mark 8:34. The apostles, the disciples, must have thought that it was important enough to repeat this through their writings. There are three things. I want you to think about this. Write it down. Three things that if any man should change. Three things to change. My wants to his will. My will to his will. My desires to his desires. My wants to his. My thinking to his thinking. My way to his way. His guidance. For the word deny, where it says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Deny means to lose sight of oneself. Lose sight of oneself. If any man will, that means to your will to take delight, to like, to do, a desire, to purpose, to resolve, to be determined. Come after me, to resort, to go, to be established. That word come, to come after, back, behind, come behind him, to follow, to take up, means to rise upward, to take upon oneself, to carry what has been raised. That cross represents self-denial, implication of death. How do you take up your cross? You deny yourself, your wants, your thinkings, your ways, to lose sight of yourself, to lose sight of this world system, their wants, their desires, to be determined, to be established, to come after, to be behind the Lord, to take up, to raise what has already been raised. Take upon oneself that cross, which implies death. Your self-denial. I want you to think about this. If any man, anyone, do you desire to come and follow after Jesus? You must change your desires and wants, your thinkings, this world system, the way they talk, the way they think about things, the way they see things. Change your way to his way. Jesus is the way to the Father. Deny yourself. Come after him. Be established in following Jesus. Take up the cross, the implication of death. That is the symbol. It actually is a beautiful logos of our life, that we have died unto Christ and to follow him, to be him, to imitate our Lord. He was the example of us, that we can do this. The word follow means to accompany, to join him as an attendant or being a disciple. In John 8:12, let's turn there real quick. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John 8:12 says, John 8:12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have that light of life. Follow after. Join with him. Follow him. Be like him. Deuteronomy. Turn there. Deuteronomy. I want you to write these scriptures down now. Deuteronomy 13:4. Deuteronomy 13:4. Thank you again for joining us. We are learning the follow after Jesus, to deny yourself. Deuteronomy 13:4 in the Old Testament says, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Cleave means to hug, to get close as you can unto God by reading his word, denying yourself, changing your thinking. How do you do that? You start by praying, talking to the Father through Jesus. Change your way of thinking by reading the word, washing your mind with the word of God. Some people might say it's brainwashing. I kind of like that. To cleanse your mind of all this world stinking thinking in his purity, his way. He wants you to have life and life more abundantly, to believe on him. But again, we're going to kind of re-go over this, that he said, if any man will come after me and deny himself, if any, if you will, if you want to follow after Jesus, lose sight of yourself. The Lord, he will give you that life of abundance. He puts those desires in your heart when you turn it over to him. He will give you that fulfillment of joy and peace. As we share, God will never leave you. God will never fail you. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Well, our time is gone for now. We will continue this on Friday. Tell everyone about God's Radio with the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Visit our website of thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. Let us hear from you. We would love to pray for you, hear your testimonies, or what you want to share. God bless you. Until next week, this is the one and only Apostle Robin. Bye.
Mighty is our God, mighty is our God. mighty.